Give me an example.
Well, here's one from our favorite film, Casablanca.
Yeah.
You remember that there's a scene later in the film when Rick and Ilsa are alone?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, they're in Rick's office, and she says to him, "You have to think for both of us, for all of us." Now, that scene begins in a camera two shot. Then it rolls into a one shot of Rick on his line, "All right."
Sure. But with an audio performance, we don't have a camera editing our music.
Okay, I get that. But what we can do is we lower our volume and we pause between Ilsa and Rick's lines.
Here. Here's that scene written as if it were a book. No camera or editing or music.
All right. Rick and Ilsa are on the couch. Ilsa says, "I ran away from you once. I can't do it again. Oh, I don't know what's right any longer. You'll have to do the thinking for us, for all of us." Rick says, "All right."
Oh, that works so well.
Now, you noticed I paused between the attribution and the dialogue.
Between Rick says and
Rick
all
says
right?
And yeah. All right. The reason I did that is because quite often in a film, when you're switching from a two-shot to a one-shot, it's because they're trying to establish the suspense of it.
Oh.
It's a subliminal thing where the pause allows the listener or the viewer of the film to wonder, what is he going to say?